ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
All right, let's see how we go tonight, hey?
The Mighty Challenge.
25 questions, 5 categories. Our categories tonight are category number one, the best of 2014. Category number two, Nobel Prize winners. Category number three, technology. Category number four, multi-word capital cities. And category number five, sci-fi movies, all right? The best of 2014, Nobel Prize winners, technology, multi-word capital cities, sci-fi movies. Anne from Caulfield's going to kick us off. G'day, Anne. Hello to you.
Hi, how are you?
Not bad. Not bad.
Last Thursday I was listening. As I think all of Australia was, and if he got 8 in a row, and if you would have, what would have happened? It's just a thought. If you would have given an extra 2 questions to give him a chance to get the black magnet,
you mean to ask him 27 questions?
Well, you know that you've got a spare question for each topic, haven't you?
Oh,
Well, that's what you've sort of led us to believe.
This is very close intellectual property that I'd be revealing in here in that instance.
No, but I mean, just in somebody is that close to a black magnet, give them a chance to get it. But don't give other people if they can't get the question, but just, you know, 2 more questions quick. Can you answer yes or no, you know?
I don't know. There's been a bit of a push for us to have a kind of bunker here, Anne, but I don't think we're going to do it. No.
Okay, all right. It's not going to apply to me anywhere.
Well, you never know. What do you like? The best of 2014, Nobel Prize winners, technology, sci-fi movies, multi-word capital cities?
Probably none, but let's try multi-word capital cities.
Multi-word capital cities, question number one. Kicking off this week's Mighty Challenge. About 4,000 metres above sea level in the Andes, which city is the highest national capital in the world?
Oh, I think that's Bogota, but it's got a something like Bogota. What is it called?
Is it Bogota or Bugger? Which one are you after?
I didn't used to know it had another name, you know, or sort of a multiple name, but then I sort of learnt it there, but not enough to remember what it was. Let's say People's Republic of Bogota. Good night.
See you, Anne. Bye-bye. See you later. No, Bogota will not do it for us. Mick from Bamboka. Hi, Mick.
Hey, Phil. How you going?
Pretty good. Question number one. Multi-word capital cities, about 4,000 metres above sea level in the Andes. Which city is the highest national capital in the world?
I think it's La Paz in... not sure what country.
The answer is correct. Yes, La Paz, the capital of Bolivia, is the highest national capital in the world, about 4,000 metres above sea level. If you're in La Paz, not everyone feels all that comfortable because it's quite high. And altitude sickness is not uncommon. Question number two, we're in multi-word capital cities, but you can move if you like, Mick.
Yeah, can I move, please? Can I go to, there was a sci-fi question.
The best of 2014, Nobel Prize winners, technology, sci-fi movies.
Okay, sci-fi movies, please.
Sci-fi movies. Which 2001 Steven Spielberg movie starred Haley Joel Osment and was advertised with the tagline, "His love is real, but he is not"?
Oh, goodness. 2001. I do not know.
No worries. Thanks, Mick.
Thanks, Phil.
See you, mate. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bruce from Double Bay. Hello, Bruce.
Oh, good day. I think the answer there might be Avatar, but I'd like to speak about granite, which you mentioned in Armenia. It's a very solid foundation for a building, but it's got a problem. It's radioactive.
Granite is?
Yes, oh, okay. And it lets off gas.
You mean all those people in Australia with their granite bench tops in their kitchens, Bruce, no, are putting themselves at risk?
No, it's more building foundations. Up in the snow country, granite was mostly used, but parts of Canada and America have discovered that the breaking down of the radioactivity produces a gas called radon, and radon can pool in your basements and things. You need to have radon detectors and extra ventilation, otherwise.
All right.
Anyway.
Thank you.
Coming back to your quiz.
Yes, back to the quiz, yes.
I'll try Avatar.
Not Avatar. Thank you, Bruce. Bye-bye. See you later. Thank you for the building advice. No, not Avatar. Alastair from Winchelsea. Hello, Alastair.
Yes, I've had a brilliant idea, Phil.
Oh, yeah. Can you wait in this chair outside or someone will see you shortly, Alistair?
It's like John Baird when he went to the BBC saying he had radio with pictures. They waited for someone with a big net to take him out.
That's right. Yes. Mr. Alistair, if you just wait here in this brown chair in the hallway, someone will see you shortly.
He's a distant relative. I've yet to work out how, but I'm a bird, so.
Oh, okay.
Yes, the idea is that Kerry starts on 8 not out, so he can, like the cricketer who gets the hat trick with the next innings or something, if he gets 2 right the next time he comes on, that gets him to 10 in a row.
Oh, I see. Oh, yes, I see what you mean. Yeah, okay. No, that's a fair point. Yeah, fair point. Fair point. If Kerry, if you're listening, he's in the wind bin at the moment, but I mean, no, that's a point. If he comes back in 2 weeks and gets two in a row, then that's a 10. Hmm.
He's got the hat trick.
Yeah, it's sort of like one of those, you know, what is it, non-calendar 10s. Okay. Question 2, which 2001 Steven Spielberg movie starred Haley Joel Osment and was advertised with the tagline, "His love is real, but he is not"?
Well, a good quizzer would have memorized all the Steven Spielberg movies, but I haven't. So I'll just have to say something like Cyborg, but I don't think that was even a Steven Spielberg film.
I don't believe it was either, Alistair. No, thank you, mate. See you.
Thank you.
Oh, dear. No, I think you're right about that. Trevor from Croydon Park. Hi, Trev.
White gets the one that's going to knock me out straight away.
Which 2001 Steven Spielberg movie starred Haley Joel Osment and was advertised with the tagline, "His love is real, but he is not"?
Pass on to the eagle you're making next person as E.T.'s ugly cousin.
No, Trevor, that sequel is yet to be made, but thank you. See you later. No, it's not. Mark from Port Pirie. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, and hi, Phil.
Hi.
And what is it, Phil? Bit disappointed about the soccer woes. About the Soccer World Cup?
Yeah, I know about the Soccer World Cup. Yeah, what do I feel about the Socceroos? Well, it's disappointing that they lost because I had a shy hope that they could maybe get a draw or something. But anyway, look, there's no shame in it. The USA are a very good team.
Oh, yeah, and now they've got a last game Friday.
On Friday, Friday, they're playing Paraguay, everyone.
They need to win or draw.
Yeah, draw would be
okay.
If they
lose, they're out.
Yeah, draw would be okay.
Yeah. So
anyway, that's on Friday.
And yeah, what's the question?
Which 2001 Steven Spielberg movie starred Haley Joel Osment and was advertised with the tagline, "His love is real, but he is not"?
Oh, yeah, I do remember. I think I did watch the movie on DVD when it came out on DVD. I know what's on it, but I can't remember the name of it now.
Okay.
No, I don't know if you...
Thanks, Mark.
I don't know the name of it.
All right. Good luck on Friday for everyone, for all of us.
Yeah, I can then.
See you, Mark. Bye-bye. Yes, no, that's right. No, we're playing Paraguay on Friday around about, I think it's about midday. Anyway, there'll be a national stop work. I would have thought a national stop work on Friday. Any boss who doesn't let you watch the game at work is a bum, to paraphrase Hawkey. about the matter. Yeah, and if we won, we may get through anyway with the win percentage we have with our victory against Turkey. But if we at least draw with Paraguay, we'll certainly get through. Karen from Altona, hello.
Hello.
Sci-fi movies. Which 2001 Steven Spielberg movie starred Haley Joel Osment and was advertised with the tagline, "His love is real, but he is not"?
I think it's AI, artificial intelligence.
Correct.
When's your birthday?
I never had a birthday.
His name is David.
I feel it.
That's creepy.
Whoa. That's so real.
In a distant future, in an age of intelligent machines, he is the first robotic child programmed to love and coexist as a member of a family. His is a tale of humanity and a journey to find his place among humans and machines.
I'm a boy.
You are a real boy. At least as real as I've ever made one.
Yes, there you go. All righty, question number 3. What do you want to do here, Karen? You've got a choice. What's that?
Can you repeat the categories for me?
The best of 2014, Nobel Prize winners, technology, multi-word capital cities, or you can stay here in sci-fi movies.
Capital cities.
Multi-word capital cities. By population, what is the largest city in North America?
North America. Good question. Washington, D.C.?
Not Washington, no. Not Washington, D.C., Karen, no. Dave from Perth. G'day, Dave.
Hey, Phil. How are you?
Very well. Question number 3, multi-word capital cities. By population, what's the largest city in North America?
That's been the big apple.
North America is not necessarily, we're not talking about the US of A. We're talking about North America.
All right. Let's go to Mexico City then.
Correct. Yes, very good. Mexico City.
Thanks for giving me that.
I didn't really help you, but I mean, I didn't want people to get stuck up on the hang up on the USA. That's all. Mel in Leeming says I completely forgot all about that movie. Might have to rewatch it. Mexico City. Jane from Mount Gambier had Mexico. Ray in the Bay had Mexico City. Die from Mandurah. No, not correct. Tony from Melville. Good. Now, Dave, what do you want to do here? Up to question number 4. We're in sci-fi. We're in multi-word capital cities.
Yeah, can we stay there?
Please? Stay there? Yep, you can. All right, question number 4. What's the legislative capital of South Africa?
Oh, there's a few of them. There's 3 capitals: Pretoria, Johannesburg, Cape Town's multi, so I'll go Cape Town.
Correct. Yes, Cape Town. That's right. Cape Town is the legislative capital, where the parliament is, isn't it? Then is it Durban? It's the legal capital, I think. And then,
there's three capitals.
That's right. Yeah.
Really confusing.
Very confusing. Why did they come? Can't they make up their mind?
Well, I was doing this online quiz, and I just went. I can't remember if I did Pretoria or Johannesburg, and then it said no, it's 3 of them.
There are. There are 3 capitals. Yes. All right, question number 5. Staying here?
Yep.
Bandar Seri Begawan. Bandar Seri Begawan is the capital of which Southeast Asian sultanate?
He says sultanate. Oh, it's the Sultan of Brunei. So let's go Brunei.
Correct. Yes. Okay. There is a Sultan of Brunei.
Yeah, okay.
He's married to the Sultana.
I thought the capital of Brunei was Brunei. Yeah, okay.
Bandar Seri Begawan. Question number 6.
I'm glad you didn't ask you what the capital of Brunei was, but yeah.
Question number 6. Staying with multi-word capital cities. One left here.
Yeah, why not?
San Jose is the capital of which Central American country?
San Jose. Central American. It's not Nicaragua. It's not Panama. What's another one? Honduras?
Not Honduras, Dave. Thanks anyway. Nice work. And do he and the Sultana have any current children? I don't know. I presume they do. If you're a sultan, you need to have children, don't you? Because there'll be no more sultans if you don't. I presume he and the Sultana have children. If not, they need to go on a date night, don't they? You would think. Boom, boom. Kim from Manham. Hello, Kim.
Good evening, Philip.
How are you?
Very good, very good. And before I answer your question,
yes, yes,
could I express my thanks to a lovely lady from Mount Barker, outside Adelaide, who came along to my choir performance on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
At Lopeth Little Harley Club, male voice choir,
yeah.
And sought me out especially because of my featuring on your program.
Because your appearance on Nightlife.
Yes.
Hey.
Oh, thank you, Philip.
Well,
thank the lady.
Well, that's all right, Kim. Well, we've got T-shirts and merch planned for your next appearance. So
right. You're on.
The voice of the Murray, Kim. That's what we've settled on. So.
Right. Very good. Very good. I would not argue.
Question number six. All right. We're in multi-word capital cities. San Jose is the capital of which Central American country?
Central American. I'm trying to picture the map of the South America. No, I'm afraid I can't.
No good. Thanks, Kim.
I shall have a little retire beaten again.
See you, Kim.
Right.
Talk to you soon. Bye bye. Have we got a song organised for Kim? I don't think we have yet. Do have we? Anyway, we'll get one. No, thank you for all the suggestions about the Sultan and the Sultana, and how they should be raising children. Thank you. someone said, "Do they have any current children?" I don't know. We've been through all these. I think we've done these before, haven't we? Someone says, I think I meant, are they raising any current children? Oh, yeah, nice. Or on what date would they be raising their current children? Yeah, anyway, let's move on. Laurie from Burton's Lookout. G'day, Laurie.
Well, having a laugh there. A friend of mine worked for the Sultan of Brunei.
Oh, did he?
School teacher, yeah. He worked, he and his family were over there for just over 12 months.
What did he do, dry the fruit or something, did he, or not?
No, a school teacher.
Oh, I see, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, so I think he saw the job advertised and he put in for it.
Did he teach the Sultan's kids?
He met the Sultan, the family met the Sultan, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Not sure whether he taught his kids or not. I have to ask him.
Did he?
Ask him if he is raising any children. Yeah.
I reckon if you asked the Sultan that question, you'd get a very withering look, and I think you'd be taken into custody and get. I think he's probably heard it all before, Laurie. But
yeah.
Hey, question number six. Multi-word capital city. San Jose is the capital of which Central American country?
I'm trying to think. I'll try a multi-worded country. Would it be Costa Rica?
Correct. Very good.
Oh, good.
Yes. San Jose is the capital of Costa Rica. Multi-word capital cities.
The reason I chose that was that my partner's former flatmates left the flat and moved to Costa Rica.
Oh.
And they were Italians.
How about that? Okay.
Yeah.
How long was your mate teaching in Brunei?
He was there for just over a year from memory.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and he's still teaching. He teaches at the Cardinia International College in Shillong.
Oh, okay. Mm. Someone says, will you stop making jokes about the Sultan of Brunei?
Well, you only got to alter part of the DB to make it a P, don't you? Mm.
Question number seven. We've got no more capital cities. So we've got sci-fi movies. technology, Nobel Prize winners, the best of 2014.
The what of 2014?
The best. The best of 2014.
I wasn't sure they said best or pests. Probably a few pests, yeah.
Maybe.
What was that first category you named?
Sci-fi movies, the best of 2014, Nobel Prize winners, technology.
Okay, technology.
Technology?
Mm.
Question number seven. Skull Candy is an American electronics company that primarily produces what?
Oh, never heard of them. Skull Candy. Good question. Can you just run it past me again? Sorry, I just can't think straight.
Skull Candy is an American electronics company that primarily produces what?
Would it be the devices that you put on your brain to measure the technology of your brain? No, I'm not in that field.
No, thanks, Laura. No worries. Thanks, mate. Bye-bye. No, that is not correct. Kieran from Windang. Line's free, by the way, if you want to grab one. 1-300-800-222. G'day, Kieran.
Hey, Phil, how are you going?
Pretty good. Question number seven, technology. Skull Candy is an American electronics company that primarily produces what?
Oh, Skull Candy. I'm thinking of Day of the Dead Mexico, but I can't connect.
No good? Okay. Thanks anyway. Michael from Freshwater. Hello, Michael.
Good evening, Phil.
Hi.
I just rang. That was too quick.
Yes, well. Skull Candy. Skull Candy is an American electronics company that primarily produces what?
I'll say AI glasses, 3D glasses.
Not 3D glasses, no. No. Thanks, Michael. See ya.
Thanks.
See ya. Not 3D glasses, no. Ray in Atlanta, no, Ray. Stop it. More current jokes. Loz from Lynham.
Hello there.
Question number seven. Skull Candy is an American electronics company that primarily produces what?
They're sort of big overhead headphones.
Correct, yes. They produce big headphones, don't they? Skull yes. Candy. Ray in Atlanta says, I recently went to Brunei and swapped 50 raisins for 100 sultanas. The current exchange rate is no good. I see. There you go.
The Sultan heard your joke and he's raising an army.
Nice.
In anger.
Nice. That's good. Margaret in Perth says, no more insulting the Sultan. Fair enough. Now, Loz, question number eight. We're in technology.
I'm very sorry. Could you just tell me what else is available to me?
Yeah. Nobel Prize winners, the best of 2014, sci-fi movies.
Best of 2014, please.
Best of 2014. Danielle in Q, correct. Yes, headphones was correct. Kerry from Moe, good. Sebastian in Hawthorne, also correct. So Steve the truckie. All right, the best of 2014. Question number eight. Which club ended a 43-year premiership drought and won their 21st title at the 2014 NRL Grand Final?
Souths.
Correct. South Sydney. The Rabbits. Question number nine. Best of 2014?
Yes, thank you.
Which English singer-songwriter had the best-selling album of 2014?
I've got no idea, but I'll just have to go Adele.
Wasn't Adele. No, sorry, Loz. See, no, it was not Adele. Shane from Mareeba. Hi, Shane.
How you going?
Not too bad. Question number nine, the best of 2014. Which English singer-songwriter had the best-selling album of 2014?
Would it be Ed Sheeran?
Correct. Yes, it was. It was Ed Sheeran. If it wasn't Adele, it'd be Ed Sheeran, I suppose, really. Maybe I'm dancing in the dark you between my arms, barefoot on
cross. We're listening to our favorite song. When you said you looked a mess, I whispered underneath my breath, but you heard it, darling, you look perfect tonight.
Yes, it's all sweet, says my texter. There are no sour grapes from the Sultan. No, and fair enough too. Now, Shane.
Yep.
Question number 10. We're staying at the best of 2014?
Yep, we'll go after that.
Which 2014 Michael Keaton film won Best Picture at the 87th Academy Awards?
Yeah, I'm going to have to let you go, mate.
Righty-o, no. Thank you anyway. All righty. Joni from Preston. Hi, Joni.
Hi. Michael Keaton was in something that won Best Picture that recently.
Which 2014 Michael Keaton film won Best Picture at the 87th Academy Awards?
I'm just trying to think what he was even in. It wasn't Behind the Candelabra, was it?
No, it wasn't. Sorry, Johnny. No, it was not. Scott from Blacktown. From Blacktown. Hi, Scott.
G'day, mate.
What do you reckon?
Don't know. Well, I haven't started Batman.
Fair enough. But it wasn't Batman. No, fair enough. But it wasn't Batman. No. David from Carnegie. Hello, David.
Hi there. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Question number 10, the best of 2014. Which 2014 Michael Keaton film won Best Picture at the 87th Academy Awards?
If only it was about a Nobel Prize winner, I'd have a better idea. But I think, was it something to do with birds? Birdman or something like that?
What's your answer?
I'll say Birdman.
Correct. Yes, it was. It was wow. Unaccountably, surely one of the most shocking films ever. Well, it was. I just thought it was extremely dreary. How it won an Academy Award for Best Picture is beyond me. Maybe it was the rest of the competition.
We had it all. You were a movie star, remember?
Who was this guy who used to be Birdman?
I like that poster.
You wrote this adaptation?
I did, yeah.
And you're directing and starring in your adaptation. That's ambitious.
Are you afraid people will say you're doing this play to battle the impression that you're a washed-up comic strip character?
Absolutely not. That's why.
Ah, that's enough for me.
Can I go Nobel Prize winners?
You can. You can go Nobel Prize winners. Question number 11.
Yes.
Nobel Prize winners. In 1902... Ronald Ross was awarded the Nobel Prize in Medicine for his work combating which tropical disease?
Malaria.
Correct. Yes, it was. Malaria. Very good. All right, question number 12. Nobel Prize winners.
Yes.
After winning the Nobel Prize in Literature, the poet Pablo Neruda briefly served as the ambassador to France. From which South American country?
This has got me stumped, but I will say Brazil.
No, it wasn't Brazil. No. Thanks, David. No, not Brazil. Thank you. Some of my text says, I agree, Phil Birdman was a load of tripe. It was. There are lines free. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Ted, hello.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. We're up to question 12. Nobel Prize winners. After winning the Nobel Prize in literature, the poet Pablo Neruda briefly served as the ambassador to France. From which South American country? It wasn't Brazil.
Bolivia.
Not Bolivia. No, Pablo Neruda. No, not from Bolivia. Carlos from Ararat. Hi, Carlos.
It's got to be Chile, mate.
After winning the Nobel Prize in Literature, poet Pablo Neruda briefly served as the ambassador to France from Chile. Correct.
And I just happen to be from there too, so.
You haven't? You are from Chile. Okay.
Yeah.
Whereabouts in Chile, Carlos?
A two-worded city called San Bernardo.
Where is it?
It's probably like Geelong distance from Melbourne.
Oh, okay. What, from the
capital of Santiago?
Santiago, yeah. Oh, okay. I've been to San Diego very briefly, but only, you know, really just to travel through it. But spectacular looking country because of, you know, where it is and the Andes and all that. Question 13. We're in Nobel Prize winners, Carlos. You can stay there or otherwise you can move.
That's the only Nobel Prize winner I know, so I'm going to go to back to sci-fi for the role.
Back to sci-fi movies. Which film series is primarily set on the fictional moon of Pandora?
All right. Don't know.
Thanks, Carlos. Anyway, thank you. Anyway, 1-300-800-222 is the number. Glenn from Frankston. Hi, Glenn.
Hello, Phil. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good. Very good.
Bombers had a good weekend at the footy.
Yes, well, yeah. Bombers like the Swans had a good weekend.
Well. That's all I can say. I've got nothing else.
We're up against Brizzy on Thursday night, so we'll see how we go.
Nice.
Question
third. Have you got your final tickets yet?
Have I got my what?
Your final tickets. Are you a member?
Yeah, I can get it. I can get a ticket.
Okay.
I mean, I have to buy it, but I mean, yeah. But you can't get them yet. But if we get in, I've got a ticket. That's it.
I think you should get in.
Thank you, Glenn.
I don't want to mock you like you mock me every time I call in, but that's another matter.
I know. It's a long way to go. I reckon. It's a long way to go. We'll see. And with a new final setup, you know, really.
With the wild card and...
The wild cards and all this. I mean, who knows what's going to happen.
Rewarding mediocrity. Oh, I can't say that, can I?
Oh, no, I agree with you. We can say that. Question 13, sci-fi movies. Which film series is primarily set on the fictional moon of Pandora?
I'll just go to my go-to sci-fi movie. Is it Dune?
No, it's not Dune.
Are you sure, Phil?
No. That's right.
Love the chat, mate.
See you, mate. Bye-bye. Angelo from Epping respectfully requests the right of reply, Bree Birdman. Now, I have great respect for Angelo from Epping, a great quizzer. A great movie, he says, with two brilliant performances by Michael Keaton and Ed Norton. It's not, yeah, okay, Angelo. I mean, obviously other people more knowledgeable than me thought the same as you, Angelo. But thank you. Thank you for your opinion. Rob from Freenel. Hello, Rob.
Here we are, mate.
Question 13, sci-fi movies. Which film series is primarily set on the fictional moon of Pandora?
I'll take a stab and say Halo.
Not Halo. No, not Halo. The person to answer this is Pandora. And Pandora from Sapphire Beach. Hi, Pandora.
Hey, Phil, how are you going? How was your weekend?
Weekend was good. Yes, I was up in the bush at the weekend.
Excellent.
Doing fencing, can you believe it?
Oh, fun.
Not really.
I know, I've done fencing.
My texter says the AFL schedule is created in the fixturing moon of Pandora. Yes. Hey, which film series is primarily set on the fictional moon of Pandora?
They Owe Me Money. Rent. Avatar.
Correct. They should be paying you money.
I should be getting money.
The way of water connects all things. Before your birth and after your death.
This is our home!
I need you with me. And I need you to be strong.
Yes. M from Mortlake says, took the words right out of my mouth, rewarding me mediocrity indeed. Well, I agree with that. Pandora.
Yeah.
Question 14. Sci-fi movies, or you can move somewhere.
What were the other options?
Technology, Nobel Prize winners, the best of 2014, or stay with sci-fi.
I'll try 2014, but I'll probably stuff it up.
To the best of 2014. Question 14. Which club defeated the Swans at the 2014 AFL Grand Final?
Oh, I'm going to throw that to you, Phil.
I know you are. But I don't. But I don't answer. Sure. I don't answer questions, as you know.
Imagine putting that question in front of me when I don't know the answer.
I know.
In front of you, of all things. I'm going to go for something like Collingwood.
Not wasn't Collingwood. Gets rid of one though, Pandora. See ya.
Thank you.
Bye. Birdman is rubbish. The founder is a masterpiece, says Rick in Geelong. Oh yeah, I like The Founder too. The Founder was fun. That was interesting. That was fun. Glenn from Frankston. Yes, it's bloody Avatar. Roz from Bandura. G'day, Roz.
Good evening, Phil.
Question 14. We're up to. Which club defeated the Swans at the 2014 AFL Grand Final?
I wouldn't have a clue.
Thank you, Ros. Short and sweet. Steve in Tokemoor. Yes, correct. Correct. Who's got the answer here? 1-300-800-222 is the number. One of my texters says, I just know it wasn't St Kilda. No, I think you could safely guess that. Come on, 1-300-800-222. Which club defeated the Swans at the 2014 AFL Grand Final? Lines are free if you want one. 1-300-800-222. Karen from Mullumbimby, that's not correct. Di from Mandurah, that's not correct. No. Cliffy's got the right answer. Frank from Mount Evelyn has the right answer. Steve in Tokemoor has the right answer and the right description too. Sean from Yanchep. G'day, Sean.
How you going, mate?
Who are we after?
I'm after the Eagles.
No, not the Eagles. No. Sorry, mate. No, it was not the Eagles. No. We're up to question number 14. Who beat the Swans at the 2014 AFL Grand Final? Albert from Townsville. Hello, Albert.
Oh, good night. That was quick.
Yeah, I know. Well, we're trying to find an answer to the question. Albert, who do you reckon?
Well, they're out of form now, but they won a premiership or two a few years back. I'll just take a guess at Richmond.
No, it wasn't Richmond. Sorry, okay. Sorry, Albert. Thank you, mate. No, it wasn't. It wasn't Richmond. Pete from Elmore says the final series is not about mediocrity, more about money. Fair enough, too. Fair enough comment. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Who? Rhonda's got the right answer. Yes. Robin, no, that's not correct. Who wants to have a crack here? Who beat the Swans at the 2014 AFL Grand Final? Anne-Marie from North Ringwood. Hello, Anne-Marie.
Oh, gosh, I just rang. Sorry, can you repeat the question?
Which club defeated the Swans at the 2014 AFL Grand Final?
Oh, I don't follow football. Collingwood?
Not Collingwood, no. Sorry, Anne-Marie, no, not Collingwood. Diane from Canberra. Hi, Diane.
Hello, Phil.
Who was it?
It was Hawthorn?
Correct, yes, it was.
Woo-hoo!
Or as Steve from Tokemoor says, the horrible Hawks. question well, fit. We're in the category called the best of 2014. All right, question number 15. One left in the category. Otherwise, you can move to Nobel Prize winners, technology, or sci-fi movies.
No, I'll stay in 2014.
Last one in 2014. At the 2014 Archibalds.
Oh, dear.
Don't give up yet. At the 2014 Archibalds, a portrait of which Barry Humphreys character won the Packing Room Prize?
Oh, it's the old dude with the slobbering drinking. Oh, my God. Because it wasn't Dame Edna. No, I can't do it.
No good. All right, Diane. No. Thank you, mate. Bye-bye. Morris in Launceston. Hi, Morris.
Good morning.
Morning. Who are we after here? The 2014 Archibalds. A portrait of which Barry Humphrey's character won the Packing Room Prize?
Les Patterson.
It's Sir Les Patterson to you, thank you.
My wife, I gave her a dog last Christmas, and she said, Les, a dog doesn't respond to my whistle. What should I do? I said, just go to the chemist and buy some of that stuff that takes the hair off, a depilatory. Because I said, you better get it, because the dog's got hair in the seat, so it can't hear you whistling. So you get the cream. Went to the chemist and he said, well, look, you're using it on your legs, plenty of soap and water, because it's caustic. And he said, if it's for the armpits, more soap and water. And if you're using it on your face, Lady Patterson, really, you better wash it off quick. She said, well, actually, it's for my schnauzer. He said, don't ride a bike for a fortnight. That's what he said.
He's good. He was good.
Yes, he was indeed. Question 16. What do you want to do here?
Stay there.
No, you can't. There's no more. There's no more. The best of 2014. So we've got Nobel Prize winners, or technology, or sci-fi movies.
We'll go sci-fi, but I'll see you later. I reckon.
Sci-fi movies. Question number 16. The alien visitor Klaatu and his robot, Gort, feature in which classic sci-fi movie of 1951?
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. See you later. dear. Ingrid from Orlando had Sir Les. Stephen Tuckermore says, Sir Les Patterson Saves the World was on the other night via a streaming service of Aussie Classics. Very good. He was. It was a brilliant character, wasn't it? He really was. Colin in Boolaroo. Hello, Colin.
How are you going, Phil?
Not too bad. Sci-fi movies. The alien visitor Klaatu and his robot Gort feature in which classic sci-fi movie of 1951?
Yeah, well, I rang up for Hawthorne.
Yeah, I know.
And then I rang up for Les Patterson as well. But the only thing I can think of around that time, I don't know, with the sci-fi, is the monster from the Black Lagoon.
Not the monster from the Black Lagoon. But that gets rid of one. Thank you, Colin. No. Toby in Perth's got the right answer. Plenty of other people too. David on the ferry's got the right answer. Annette from Perth's got the right answer. What about Kingsley in Adelaide? Hi, Kingsley.
Hi, Phil.
What do you reckon?
Yeah, I think Day the Earth Stood Still.
Correct. The Day the Earth Stood Still.
We interrupt this program to give you a bulletin just received from one of our naval units at sea. A large object traveling at supersonic speed is headed over the North Atlantic toward the east coast of the United States.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Drew Pearson. We bring you this special radio television broadcast in order to give you the very latest information on an amazing phenomenon. The arrival of a space ship in Washington. The Army has taken every precaution to meet any emergency which may develop. Just a minute, ladies and gentlemen, I think something is happening.
Yes, the day the Earth stood still. Question 17, Kingsley.
Yep.
What do you want to do, stay with sci-fi?
Yes, stay with sci-fi.
Which movie cyborg is programmed with three prime directives? Serve the public trust, protect the innocent, and uphold the law. Which movie cyborg?
I think I know this, but I can't remember. I can't think of it now.
No worries.
I'll say goodnight, Philip.
See you, mate. Thank you. Tom in Geelong. G'day, Tom.
G'day, Philip. How you going?
Pretty good. Yeah, pretty good. Which movie cyborg is programmed with three prime directives? Serve the public trust, protect the innocent, and uphold the law.
Would that be RoboCop?
Correct. Yes, it would be. RoboCop. Very good. Question number 18. We're in sci-fi movies.
Yeah, we'll stay here.
Last one. Which 1968 film famously features Richard Strauss's Also Sprach Zarathustra in its opening scene?
Can't help you there, I'm afraid.
No good. Okie doke. Let's move on. Rachel in Canberra. Hi, Rachel.
Oh, hi, Phil. How are you going?
Yeah, very well. We're up to question 18.
I really wanted to help you out with the AFL question.
Oh, yeah, the horse and the Hawks. That's right. I know. Well, we sort of had nobody, and then we had about 5,000 people. I like to think, you see, because everyone remembers the trauma of it, and I like to think that people have blanked it out and, you know, are getting on with their lives and rebuilding. And, you know, putting that...
The only thing I remember from that year, aside from a screaming child.
That's right. I know. I remember, that's right. I remember sitting next, I was actually at the game, and I remember sitting next to a bloke and his little boy, and the little, they were from all places, Perth, but they were Swans supporters. They were old, I mean, I think the dad was an old South Melbourne supporter, right?
Yeah.
And he had his little boy there with him. And, you know, they'd spent a lot and done a lot to get there.
Yeah.
As you'd imagine.
Sure. And the disappointing.
And the little kid was just devastated. And he just kept looking to his dad and saying, "Dad, what's happening?" He said, "Dad," at one stage, "what's happening?" And it was a bit like dad explaining the problem of evil to a child. You know, he said, "Son, there's no answer. Sometimes in life, there's no answer. And you just have to suck it up." Oh, dear.
Tough lesson, too.
I know. Hey, which 1968 film famously features Richard Strauss's also Sprachler Zarathustra in its opening scene?
Would it be 2001 A Space Odyssey?
It would, yes. Awesome.
Dave, do you mind if I ask you a personal question?
You read me, Hal? Hello, Hal, do you read me?
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
What are you talking about?
Oh, Hal, do you read me? Do you read me, Hal?
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore.
It's brutal.
I know. This is what we're heading to, Rachel.
This is what we're going for.
This is what we're heading to.
How prescient.
Oh, no.
That's okay. I won't be around.
You and I both won't be here. But what about all the little kiddies?
Yeah, well.
Question 19. Have we got time? Yeah, no, we have got time for question 19.
Can I go to technical, please?
Sorry, technology?
Can I go to technical?
Yeah, technology. Question 19. What's the name of Facebook's rival to Twitter that was launched in July 2023?
Where did that come from? Rival to Twitter. Known as X.
What's the name of Facebook's rival to Twitter that was launched in July 2023?
Look, I try and keep up with it, but I'm not on it. So I don't know.
Dunno?
I'm sure I do know, but it's just gone out of my head.
Yeah. Dunno or do not know are perfectly valid responses in this in this part of the program. See you, Rachel.
Thank you, Phil.
Bye-bye. Thank you. dear. All righty, we're up to question 19, but we're also up against a news bulletin as well. So I'll tell you what, we'll just hang on to the question. What's the name of Facebook's rival to Twitter that was launched in July 2023? We're up to question number 19, all right? Which will take the answer to that question and the answers to the rest of it straight after the latest news.
The Mighty Challenge.
We were up to question number 19, and we were on a question in the heading of under the category of technology. What's the name of Facebook's rival to Twitter that was launched in July 2023? Dave in Perth. G'day, Dave.
Hello. How are you going?
Good, Dave. Yes. What are we after?
I don't know. I think it might be TikTok, but I'm not sure if it was there before then.
No, it's not TikTok. Sorry, Dave. Not TikTok. No, Latif from West Brunswick. Hello, Latif.
Good morning, Phil. Also,
Good morning to Marlena and Irena of Parkville. Thank you.
Thank you.
Would you please repeat one more time?
What's the name of Facebook's rival to Twitter that was launched in July 2023?
Meta, or maybe?
No, it's not Meta.
Thank you.
No, thank you. No, thanks, Latif. No, it's not Meta. Keith from Sippy Downs. G'day, Keith.
Well, good morning, Phil.
Good morning. What are we after here?
Well, I'm pretty much blind and I don't actually subscribe to any of these social things, so I really don't have much idea. But thanks for the program anyway.
Thanks, Keith. I don't think you've lost that much. Don't worry about it. Andrew from Smithton. Hello, Andrew.
G'day, Philip.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well. What's the name of Facebook's rival to Twitter that was launched in July 2023?
Well, wouldn't be Truth, would it?
No, it's not. Sorry, no, it is not. No, it's not Truth. Matt from Woodward. Hello, Matt.
Hey, Phil, how are you going, brother?
Not bad. What's the name of Facebook's rival to Twitter? To Twitter that was launched in July 2023?
Yeah, no, it wouldn't be Snapchat.
Not Snapchat. It's not Snapchat. Bill on the Gold Coast has got the right answer. Anybody else? Fiona in Lugano has got the right answer. What about Joe from Ridgehaven? G'day, Joe.
G'day. Would it be Threads?
Threads is correct, yes. The name of Facebook's rival to Twitter that was launched in July 2023 is called Threads. All right, we're up to question number 20. We've got two categories left, Nobel Prize winners, three questions left there, and three questions left in technology. Nobel Prize winners. Question 20. Which Nobel Prize has been won by Marie Curie, Pierre Curie, and Guglielmo Marconi?
Would it be physics?
Correct. Yes, it would be. The Nobel Prize for Physics. Question number 21. Nobel Prize winners will be staying here.
Yep.
Which Nobel Prize has been won by Marie Curie, Irene Curie, and Ernest Rutherford?
Chemistry.
Correct. Very good. Chemistry. 1, 2, 3, 4 left, Joe.
Oh.
Staying with Nobel Prize winners?
Yeah, why not?
Which Irish-born playwright won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1969?
Ernest Hemingway.
Not Ernest Hemingway. Sorry, Joe. No, not Ernest Hemingway. All righty, 1-300-222 is the number. Luke from Brisbane. Hello, Luke.
Hello, Phil.
Four to go here. You can get home from here. Three in technology, one in Nobel Prize winners. But we're in Nobel Prize winners at the moment. Which Irish-born playwright won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1969?
No idea. I was just ringing up to help you with the Threads one.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you were trying to help us out because I thought we were getting stuck there for a bit. Well, it's not exactly a household name, I don't think, Luke, probably.
No, it hasn't really taken off.
It's not really taken off, has it? No.
No.
Okie doke. Thanks, Luke. See ya.
Thanks, mate.
Bye-bye. Baroni from Adelaide had chemistry good. Jane from Homebush had physics as well. Christopher from Kirribilli said the question should be what is Meta's rival to Twitter thread? Yeah, to the Twitter thread. And fair enough too. All right, question number 22. Lines are free if you want to grab one. 1-300-800-222. Alex in Perth. Hello, Alex.
Oh, hi, Phil. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
What do you want to do here? Not what you want to do. You've got to answer this one. Nobel Prize winners. Which Irish-born playwright won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1969?
Oh, I'm a bit annoyed. I knew the last three questions, but I don't know the answer to this one.
No worries. Thanks, Alex. Jane from Mount Gambier. No, that's not correct. Lines are free. Grab one. Which Irish-born playwright won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1969? Right, lines are free. Grab one. We've only got four left. You can win from here. Frank from Mount Evelyn, correct. Who else has got the right answer here? Jenny from Glenbrook. No, that's not correct. Not in 1969. Which Irish-born playwright won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1969? Anne has got the right answer. Yes, good. Jane from Mount Gambier. No, it wasn't Brendan Behan. No. Who's going to get this? 1-300-800-222. Give us a bell and see whether you can get home with only four left here. What about Peter from Elmore? Hello, Peter. Which Irish-born playwright won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1969?
Oh, this sounds like a bit of deja vu for me, because every time I phone up, there are lines free, and I get straight through and boom, boom.
Boom, boom.
Good night.
See ya. Bye-bye.
Take care.
See ya, mate. Bye-bye. Thank you. Anyway, Murray from Hoppers Crossing. G'day, Murray.
Hello.
What are we after?
I think it might be Samuel Beckett.
Correct. It is. It's Samuel Beckett. Samuel Beckett, Waiting for Godot.
Yes.
The Irish-born playwright who won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1969. All right, we've got three questions left. They're all in technology. Fancy Bear and Cozy Bear are cyber espionage groups from which country? Fancy Bear and Cozy Bear.
I'll say Russia.
Correct. The Russian Bear, yes.
Yeah, big gal, never heard of them.
Murray, stay close to that phone because you're a little bit wobbly there. Technology, there's two left. Leisure in the Age of Technology was the theme of which 1988 event in Brisbane?
Oh, that was Expo in Brisbane.
What was it called again?
Expo.
I'll give you one. Are you on speaker there, Murray?
No, I'm not. No.
No?
What
was it called again?
World Expo.
That's it. World Expo is correct.
Have you arranged your Queensland holiday yet so your family can experience the main event of our bicentenary? World Expo 88 in Brisbane from April 30 to October 30 this year. Plan now, book now to attend this once-in-a-lifetime event.
Together we'll show the world.
World Expo 88 will feature non-stop entertainment for all ages and tastes. Amazing pavilions from 40 different countries. Stunning visions of a future world. And priceless treasures from a past world, like the Holy See collection from the Vatican, the actual Magna Carta, and Captain Cook's history-changing memorabilia.
Together, we'll show the world.
Oh, yeah. 1988, they did show the world. Murray?
Yes?
We're up to question 25.
Oh.
On an old-fashioned rotary dial telephone, which number required your finger to travel the furthest when you dialed it?
Zero.
Correct. Yes, it was. It was the zero.
Yeah.
If you dialed 000, it took a while to do it.
Well, it took a long time to do it, yeah.
That's right. In our lifetime, yes, the rotary dial telephone, a distant memory only. Murray?
I can remember when phones, you used to have to ring up the operator and that's ask right. them to connect you.
That's right. it wasn't in the cities, but that's right. But certainly in the bush, that was that lasted for quite a while, didn't it? You had to ring, the exchange and you said, connect me to number, you know.
Yeah, 3648 or something.
3648, there were four numbers, that's right.
Yeah, exactly. It was the first number my parents had, only had four numbers in the phone number.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
And there was all the thing. That's right. And then they connected you. That's right.
Yes.
The phone would ring and say, Mr. Johnson from, Upper Galaganbone would like to speak with you. You'd say, no, thanks. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Or if you're really in the bush, you used to have a party line where everybody else could listen to your phone call.
That's right, including the operator. She's pregnant, is she? Oh, is that right? That's right. Oh, Mrs. Johnson's daughter. Oh, she's had to leave school, you know why. Go on, Murray. Well done.
Thank you.
I'll put you on hold. We'll get the details from you. Thank you. And thanks to Frank from Mount Evelyn who had Samuel Beckett. There were lots of others too who eventually jumped in on the top of it. Very good. Jane from Hambush had zero. Karen from Alumbimby had zero. Jenny from Glenbrook had zero as well. Nice work, everyone.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.